Well, hello, and welcome to the Watch What Crappens podcast.
The podcast about all that crap that we love to talk about on Yule Broths, okay? I'm Ronnie Karam, and that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, what's up?
Nothing. Ben Mandelker, or Mandelker, depending on who you are and how well you know him. You
this
can find
true.
Ben at the Game Brain podcast, which is a great podcast about games, okay? And
yeah.
You can also find him over at Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is a cartoon on YouTube.
I've been delinquent on it. I haven't done a new one in several months, mainly because Ronnie and I have been working on some other stuff, and, you know, it's Animal Crossing, guys. I'm not gonna lie, it's Animal Crossing. But in terms of Game Brain, I've mentioned before, it's like a rotating host on that one, and this week I'm on it, and it's a really fun episode. So, go check it out. I think you'll enjoy it. I'm on it with Matt Robinson, who is also one of the permanent hosts. So go check out Game Brain Podcast. It's a delight.
Go check it. And something else we're working on right now is the 2021. Golden Crappy Awards, which we have every year.
Wow.
I'm not even sure how many we've had, but a lot. Maybe
I think we're at 9, maybe 10. We've definitely been doing it since the very first.
We need to find out if it's 10, because if it's 10, that's huge, right?
I love how on top of it we are with... Well, our 5-year... I think we started in 2000... I think next year will be our... We started in 2012, so...
Well, this is our 10-year anniversary. This year.
What?
Isn't this our 10-year anniversary? Didn't we start at the end of 2011?
I think we started... Our first episode was in, like, January. Well, actually, so here's the thing. Our episode anniversary is on January 25th. That is our birthday. So this Crappies is kind of like an early birthday. But I believe we started in January 2012. I will go back and look.
Okay.
We're very professional.
Yeah, no one cares. Okay, but the point is we've done a lot of these award shows. We do them every year. We love doing them. This is our biggest one ever. And since it's the pandemic still, we're doing it from home, as are all of our guests. And we've got tons of guests to talk to, tons of guest presenters. It's going to be a great show. You can get tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com. That's also where you will find ballots to vote. Your vote is very important, okay? The show is going to have a big room where you guys can all talk to each other while we live stream. And it's lit. It was last time. It was really, really fun last time. So go get tickets. It's for January 21st. That's a Thursday. It's going to be at 6 p.m. Pacific and 9 p.m. Eastern time. Be there, be square.
Okay. I would wager to say that this Crappies will have the biggest guest we've ever had. Mm-hmm. I will wager to say that.
Yes, I will too. Because and it's easy to wager because we already know the answer. Okay, so we already know how it turns out.
You're right.
It is
wow, I really fixed
our
the odds on that
guest.
One.
Yeah.
It's officially our biggest guest we've ever had.
Yeah, don't take that bet, you guys, because you will lose.
Don't take that bet.
So come. So this is also a really pivotal episode of Below Deck that we're covering because it's officially when Below Deck kicks in to gear, for me, at least this season. So 11 episodes in, and I died. Okay, I died!
You died. It's a delight. This was a supersized episode, and I don't think it needed to be supersized. I think it could have been a normal episode because I felt like the extra 15 minutes... resulted in like 15 more minutes of watching Shamying, but that's okay. I actually agree. For me, the season kind of kicked into gear the week that we took off from Below Deck, and we're like, we're gonna put this on pause for a second, and then that week it became good. It's just what happens with Below Deck sometimes, you know. And what I liked about this episode was that it was a callback to two seasons ago. Oh no, last season. When Courtney was on, because this one was all about a seafood extravaganza, and I was just waiting and waiting and waiting for someone to recommend a seafood tower, and not a single person did.
Trash. Well, the episode is called Blood in the Water, and I called it Jump and Whack Trash. Is that too mean? So that's
no, it's not too mean. It's just funny. It's just like it's
my
like
personal
I was wondering. I was like, what is Ronnie going to call this episode? And I'm like, that was. Definitely not where I thought you were going to go with Jumpin' Black Flash. It's not the reference I thought would come out of this, but sure, why not?
Hey, why not? I've been working on it all day. Below Deck's like a regular relationship. You know, you have to totally be uninterested for it to get good. You know, you have to just get to that point where you're like, I don't even like you anymore. Fuck, get the fuck out of here. And then suddenly it's like, oh my God, look at me. You know, I'm worthy. I groomed. I combed my hair. And you're like, who are you? You have a job? I'm in. I'm back in.
It's sometimes it just takes a moment to get behind, you know, new personalities, etc. But Below Deck always manages to get its tentacles into you because it's just like, it's a pressure cooker. It's just these people are stuck on a boat and they're just getting crazier and crazier. And, you know, and we're here to watch it all happen. And there's water everywhere. And we got drunk guests. We got Captain Lee getting mad and an encroaching pandemic. I mean, this season has it all.
Yeah, it sure does. So we start where we left off. Dolores, Ursula the Sea Witch, is drunker than a four-pecker goat. And she jumped in the water, even though she was told that she wasn't allowed to. And the captain has just yelled, your charter is over!
Yeah. Your charter is over. And so Dolores lumbers back onto the boat and everything. And then her friend goes, walk by all your friends in shame. Which was kind of funny.
Because the captain's like, all right, she was in the water. She's drunk. She stepped over the line. So we're headed back to the dock. All right.
They're like, shame, dong, shame, dong.
And Dolores says, well, I was told I could swim. And he's like, you were not, goddammit. Like, he is not taking anything from her.
He is.
And
not.
Dolores really did have that just little look, like a tiny little smile. Like, she was going to cry, but also laugh. Yeah. And, you know, sorry to admit it, kind of love Dolores.
I know.
Like, I can she's see why awful. Dolores was invited.
Yeah, she's awful. Put her on a different Bravo show, you know? Like, let's still see more of her. So Captain Lee goes up to go to sleep, and the other guests are putting Dolores to bed. And he's like, get her ass put away now. Put her down. She kept on saying put her down, which was sad because it made it sound like, you know. It
a
was,
horse
was
with like a hobble, the, you know.
Yeah, like the yearling or something. So, so, which I never read, but my mom told me about, and I like nearly cried in an Indian restaurant when she told me about it. My mom's like, and in the end, the dad makes the son kill the deer. And I was like, Mom! And it was like something, and that was the day he became a man. And I was like literally crying into my non. So, anyways, sorry to spoil the yearling for everyone.
No, it was worth it. I think you just made the yearling worth it for everybody who had to suffer through that shit.
I never, did you read it?
Yes. And my other one was The Day No Pigs Die. Wait. The Day the Pigs Stop Screaming. Did you ever have to read that one?
No, I read Where the Red Fern Grows, though.
Oh, God. So many depressing books they make us read as children. And now, of course, you don't have to. You know, now you just get a fucking hug and a no. video game. But
no, now you sit and watch The Art of Racing in the Rain, which, you know, I had a whole thing about. Like, here's the
you
thing.
You are
if it's
obsessed
a movie-
with The Art of Racing in the Rain.
No, I'm obsessed with people who want to watch it because before the pandemic, when we were flying a lot for live shows, I swear to God, every flight, everyone was watching that show at all times. Not show, that movie, and everyone would cry. And if I had to watch freaking Amanda, what's her face, slow dance with what's his face from Heroes and This Is Us, Milo Ventimiglia, one more time on someone else's seat back. I was just going to lose it.
Yeah,
I
for real. People just, you know, people take pills for different things entertainment-wise. You know, some people want to laugh, and they're, you know, that's usually me. I'm like, hey, I've saved this Melissa McCarthy movie. But then some people are like, you know what I want to do in public?
Cry, sob. I want to sob yeah. in public.
Yeah, haven't people learned their lessons? Like, I learned my lesson when I watched Coco on a plane. And I was in a hoodie, and I had that thing, like, I pulled down the strings on my hoodie so tightly so no one could see me sobbing. I'm like, I will never watch a sad movie on a plane ever again. You know, if there's a dog in a movie, the dog will die. It's yeah. just what it's what dog movies are all about.
You were like or the gay and mean books. Girls. He's like, she doesn't even go here. okay, so here we are.
So Dolores.
Francesca goes down to do an imitation of everything that just happened, like to tell the story. And Francesca's the worst storyteller. She's like, first of all, I decorated a very decent table. Then Dolores walked past my decent table where she passed a very lazy person named Elizabeth. It's like, get to the meat, Francesca.
Yeah, so Francesca tells Rachel what happened, and Rachel's like, wow, she sounds like she really dillagaffed all over the boat. Does it, you know what, you know, we know what dillagaff means. Does it look like a give a fuck? Dillagaff. You'll see it later in the episode when I sing my seminal song, Titties.
Salsa Verde, coming soon. So Elizabeth's like, yeah, I saw her mermaid necklace, and I was like, whoa, you're like a mermaid, because you're swimming.
Elizabeth always making the vital connections in life.
I saw a mermaid necklace, and I was like, you're a mermaid.
So the guests are like, uh-oh, the captain's pissed, we're all in trouble. And then the captain's on the radio, and he's like, all right, crew, here's the deal. I cannot take a chance that Ursula gets back into the water, all right? We'll have a typhoon on our hands, all right? I need someone at the top of the stairs to make sure that heathen stays in her room.
Eddie, I want you to attach a very pointy object to the front of this yacht in case I had to do something unthinkable to Dolores, okay?
And then one of the guests goes into Dolores's room, and she's like, Dolores, you really fucked our whole charter. And she's like, I did nothing. I didn't do nothing.
You did. I did it. I didn't.
Belligerent ass Dolores.
Dolores with a D-E. So then Izzy starts waking up, and she's asking to see if everything's okay and volunteering to help, etc. And then so she like offers to stay awake a little bit. And then James and Elizabeth are taking down decorations and everything. And James is like bragging about something stupid. He's like, oh, I could so easily have a coffee and be awake till 7 a.m. Oh, I could so easily do that. I'm like, well, then do it. Do that, because everyone else is going to have to stay awake for you.
Yeah.
To watch for Dolores.
From fucking Dolores. So where are we? Okay, the scenes in this episode last probably a quarter of a second, by the way.
Yeah. You don't remember the seminal scene where James bragged about being able to drink coffee and be up until 7 a.m.? You don't remember that scene? It was so such an important scene.
I can't believe I didn't write that one down. It's like the only thing I didn't write down in this episode. And she's like, you know what? You should have a hat like this. Look, you're in a hat right now. You're wearing a hat.
You look like an important businessman and stuff.
So then Eddie wakes up Rob to be like, you have to be on duty for this. And Francesca wakes up Ashling. They're waking these people up to say you have to be up at 5:30 in the morning. They're not going to get a lot of sleep. That's like an important foundation for what happens next.
And then they pass Dolores' door with the camera, and you just hear... I think you crap, motherfucker.
I ain't fuck anything out. So,
boy,
while all this
pandemonium is so in pain, in mean
body language. So then James. So while all this stuff is happening, James is like, Liz, you want to come and cuddle in the bed? Come cuddle in the bed, because Izzy is up in the living room area, just hanging out, doing that thing where she's like, got like the top of her, she's like playing with something on her chin or something. So they get into James's bed just to have a cuddle. And then he's like, roll on to your front. And next thing you know, he's like full on, like bunny
rabbiting
rabbit.
Her. Like, he is. He's very like.
It was like, I mean, we've seen a lot of Bravo, and I've watched a lot of Love Island, and this was like some of the most aggressive, you know, infrared sexing that's happened on TV I've seen.
It really is. It was very construction worker, like guy who puts down the cones kind of fucking, you know, it's like bam, 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 bam.
I know. I was like, Dom, stop hitting fast forward. And it's like, oh no, this was playing in like normal speed. That was just like.
Yeah. Shocked that James seems to be a terrible lover. I am shocked. But you know what? He is very polite. He made like a sheet tent. He tucked the sheet really in the upper bed, so they had like their own little tent. Yeah.
Yeah, and you just hear him, you just hear like the flopping, you hear like a. And I was like, oh.
And Elizabeth is making that sound that we've all made, like, let's face it. Where you're just like, okay, so this is what I'm getting. This is it. Like, you're this hot, and this is how you fuck.
Oh, yeah.
It was a very hesitant, oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, yeah. I think she seemed happy with the experience though overall, because I think in her mind it was like first step towards falling in love.
Yeah, so in then, her mind it's like the fucking Notebook, you know. But you know, yeah. In real life, you're like being banged by some cone layer under a tent sheet.
Pretty much. That's about it. That there it is. Yeah. So then Izzy, she's upstairs eating potato chips, and then she's like, well, I'm done with my shift up here. I'm gonna go to sleep. So she goes downstairs and she's like, oh God, is Elizabeth in here? Oh, it smells like a sweaty, manky hostel in here, like it's feral. So she's disgusted, and so she has to grab all her stuff and get into Elizabeth's bed instead, because she's not going to be in her bed. And in the process of getting into her bed, she, of course, wakes up Aisling, and Aisling, who already has to wake up early to take care of Dolores. So there's already chaos.
Yeah. And Izzy's like, she gets to go back to her room, finally. And so she's like, I'm just making this clear, boy. No fucking underneath me. Is that why it smells like revolting in here? It's revolting. It's like, it was the cuddle. It was the cuddle.
I thought she'd be gone in 5 minutes. So then Izzy has to, so then Lizbeth is like, I'm so sorry. You can go back to your bed now. I'll take this bed now. And you know, Ashley's like, be quiet up there. I only just got my underwear back. So now Izzy goes back to her bed. And somehow during this process, Rob got woken up, I guess. How did Rob get woken up? Did Rob get woken up?
I don't know. I don't even. Sometimes I'm like, is Rob moving? Like, is this on pause? Because they'll show shots of Rob where it's just completely still. I can't even tell if he's talking. He's just staring straight ahead. Yeah. It's like he's being lobotomized all the time. Who knows? So then the next day they wake up and we just get a scene of Captain in different spots in the bridge. It's like,
yeah.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to sigh by the big steering wheel thing. Hold on. All right. I'm going to be on the couch over here. Hold on. Cut. All right. Play. God damn it.
He's having lots of thoughts.
Yeah.
Thinking are all over the place. So ultimately, he calls up Eddie and Chess to the bridge, and he says, I'm going to kick off the problem child. I think that's what we're going to do. And then I'm going to talk to the primaries and see if they're okay with it. And if not, they're going to have to rearrange their priorities.
Yeah, so they've just decided to kick Dolores off, but let everyone else stay. So, the first guest is up, and Francesca is very human resources here. She's not very servicey here. She's like, you're in trouble. So she says, I think the Captain Lee would like to speak with you. Let's go over here. All right, please follow me. Please leave your pens in the desks. Those are company desks. All right, now your badge isn't going to work to get into this hallway anymore. Sorry about that. You did it to yourself. Get in front of you.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to take away those stripes from you that you were almost about to earn. All right. I just like doing that. It has nothing to do with Dolores. So Tina and the other guy, they like sit down and Kathleen's like, how you doing? And Tina's like, not so great. She's like, well, she's got to go.
Yeah.
And Mark's get her like, ass yeah, off the boat.
I think that's the best call. She's the only fuck up. The rest shouldn't be punished, all right? As long as they're good with that, she's toast. Speaking of, can I have some Cheerios? I know that's not toast, but still sounds delicious.
How long does a captain have to have a crossfade montage in the bridge before someone brings him some nourishment?
I know we're supposed to think that's about Dolores, but it's really about waiting on his Cheerios.
Am I going to have Cheerios or Lucky Charms today? What will it be?
So then Mark goes over to Dolores and he's like, we've talked to the captain because I was swimming. You didn't only go swimming, Dolores. You went swimming and then you went swimming multiple times. Okay, it was multiple offense swimming. And she's like, you know what, Mark? I thought we weren't going to let someone tell us no more. All right, that's what we said. We said, you know what we're not going to do? Let anybody tell us no.
And by the way, Dolores, in an effort to like, I believe to try to win over everyone back after her bad behavior, she has now like, she's done her bangs. Like she blew dry her bangs. Her hair is sort of like soft and banged up. And she's like, she has like a chipper thing at first. She's like, hi. But then she's like, I thought no one's going to tell us to say no anymore, which is like, You're rich already. No one has been saying no to you.
I don't know, because last week how they described Dolores, because the captain was like, oh, you just live on your boat? She goes, yeah, and where I live is really, really expensive. So I don't know if Dolores is really a rich person. I think she's like a crazy lady who lives on a boat, like a cheap slip somewhere, and knows these other people and somehow got on this trip, because nobody gave a fuck that Dolores had to leave. They were like, thank God that crazy lady's out of here.
I know. And as soon as she started to misbehave, like the person who like advocated for Dolores to come onto the boat, as soon as Dolores started to misbehave, everyone was like, she's your friend. She's your friend. So I think they were happy to drop her, you know.
Yeah.
But obviously, I still think that people don't say no to her often, because I feel like they probably never wanted her to be there, but everyone was too scared to tell her, no, you can't be on this trip with us. So I think that they say yes to Dolores a lot.
Yeah, Dolores is someone you say yes to in life because you're terrified of them. You know, we all have a Dolores.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Francesca steps in, and Francesca, as you said, is in human resource mode. And she goes, well, it's a safety issue. You know, we say yes as much as possible on a super yacht, but when it comes to safety, that's just paramount.
Yeah, so please gather your things, get the pictures of your baby hamsters off the wall. It's time to go. No more water cooler for you. Do not try and slip one of those little packets of Swiss Miss into your purse either, because we're watching you, ma'am. All right.
Here's the box, then it comes with a lid. You can put it in there. You're allowed to take that plant.
Have you ever been fired from an office?
No, I'm a responsible worker. And I also have not worked in an office in a very long time.
Well, it's been a long time, but I took everything out of there. I was taking the stapler. I took the fucking granola bars out of the kitchen. I was so mad. I took the Swiss Miss packets. I took everything that wasn't nailed down. So Francesca's... And then I got home and I was like, congratulations. You've got a stapler with no paper.
Where'd you get fired from?
Well, I was temping at, it's a big magazine place. What's like the big magazine publisher?
Time Life.
No,
Condé Nast.
Yes, Condé Nast. I was temping there in New York when I was, God,
you were working
19.
For Anna Wintour, weren't you? Anna Wintour's office.
No, I was working, I think, at GQ. I think it was, is that a magazine that they have? It was like some men's magazine. And I got fired because I wasn't professional enough, because I was always like, hi, how are you? Hi. And they're like, Ronnie, you don't need to smile to everybody and say hi. Like, no one wants to sit here and talk to the secretary, you know? And I was like, yes, I do. The being warm is how you do it. So I'd be like, hi, she'll be right with you, you know? Because I was like fresh in New York.
You being like a cheery temp at Condé Nast is the funniest layer we've pulled off this onion so far this year. I mean, like, every time you always have these anecdotes, Ronnie, and now it's like, oh, I was brought into Condé Nast and I was a temp. Like, you just even temping at Condé Nast is hilarious, and then that you and then that that they no, fired you. It. And I fully believe it was Emily Blunt who fired you. Let's whatever you say, in my mind, it's gonna be Emily Blunt.
Well, I've never liked her. I will tell you that. So maybe it is projection. I don't know. But I took fucking everything from there. And they had good granola bars. They were like high quality. Okay. So anyway, Francesca.
You weren't even
a
full-time worker there.
No, but I was like on the track, you know, because they liked me at first because I was nice. I would crack jokes and stuff. But I really was just so lonely sitting at a desk. You know, I was much more acclimated. I was much more suited to waiting tables and stuff where you could do that. But yeah, just sitting there all day with no one to talk to in the front office, it's like, what do you do? You might be, hi, what do you do? They're like, I'm a supermodel or whatever. You know, no one wants to talk to the temp. Guess what?
I would love
to
hear
the temp, because the temp is me.
I would love to hear their side. They're like, actually, we fired him because he like broke into one of our like bank accounts. And you're like, I was fired because I was just too happy. I would love to hear like what their real story is. Cause I'm like, as I'm listening to this, I'm like, wait a second. You were fired
for
being
stealing
too
granola
happy.
Bars.
He was fired because he was fired because he broke our Xerox machine or something. Like, you know, like actually like a human resource file that was like something extremely serious, like a thing that you did. And you're like, I was just too happy. What can I say? Like,
okay, well, that's fair. So Francesca's like, it's safety, drop the Swiss Miss, all right? Now, listen, America, this is why I'm so human resources-y about this, because I was on a yacht once, and it was nighttime,
And a guy said, guess what? I'm going to go freediving. And we said, no, don't go freediving. And he did. And then he never returned. So it's about rules. And I was like, can I get the end of this? Is that the end? Like, did he die? Like, did they just never find the guy? Because I'm interested.
His name was Bradley Woods.
Oh, God.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
She just makes it up.
She's like all bitchy to Dolores. She's like, the captain has decided to get you off the yacht, diver. Now, 10 minutes. When can I expect you at the front, Dolores? 10 minutes? All right. I'll be waiting.
So, so Dolores packs up all her stuff, and then Rob brings her bag to Zach, who's like the second engineer or whatever, who's going to be manning the tender. And Rob's like, well, if we drop it, at least we know she can swim far. Ha, 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 ha. And so then Dolores, she hops onto the tender and everything, and the guests are just like all too happy to see her leave. They're like, we came to have fun, and that's a fun wrecker. Fun wrecker. Fun wrecker, Dolores.
You're so fun wreckers, you should serve ham bankers.
Fun wrecker. Sorry, I was trying to work a fun wreckers in there. Couldn't do
fun it. Fun wrecker. So then Dolores winds up
I couldn't work that in, and that's when I got fired from Condé Nast. <All right.
laughs> They're like, Ronnie, we have a very important assignment for you, okay? We're doing a sidebar in Vogue, and Anna wants something about Fuddruckers. What can you bring us? And you're like, fun wrecker? Get him out.
get out. And drop the granolas. So then we see Dolores on the little tender being taken back, and she goes, hey, it'd be kind of ironic if I jumped off right now, wouldn't it? And I started cracking up, just like, this fucking Dolores. And then she does.
Then she did it. I know, that was the funny. You just think it's like a joke, and then you just see her jump right off, because she's like, fuck these guys, no one's gonna tell me no anymore. So she jumps off, and then Captain Lee's like, she hopped off the tender. God damn it!
That was so great. I love you, Dolores. I'm sorry I called you Ursula the Sea Witch. I love Dolores now.
I know. I'm like, I'm sorry I called you Ursula the Sea Witch. Now I will call you Ursula the Sea Witch, like in a positive way.
Yeah, because like, my hero of Disney movies is Ursula the Sea Witch. She actually unseated Cruella for me.
Wow, two gay icons. I mean, it's kind of funny because we're sitting here saying that she's like Cruella. I'm sorry, she's like Ursula. But then we remember that we all love Ursula. So.
Yeah, love Ursula. So they're all kind of cracking up on the boat. And Izzy's cracking up and Aisling is cracking up. And Captain's like, God damn it.
It's definitely that, like, if it were a sitcom, it would be that moment where Captain Lee would say, God damn it, and then it would freeze on him, and you hear, da-na-na-na-na-na-da, as, like, Paul Junger Wick, created by, you know, and then, like, the end music goes on.
But he's it's like, not. Well, you know what, I've never been a big I told you so guy, but, yep, called that one, God damn it.
And Rachel's like, you know what, from now on, I'm not going to say bye, Felicia, I'm going to say bye, Dolores.
Bye, Dolores. Speaking of Rachel, we then go through a 45-minute montage of Rachel making French toast.
French toast? We aren't going to make French toast today. Okay, here's the bechamel on the French toast, because I'm making it with bechamel. French toast, French toast, French toast, French toast. I'm like, why are we watching so much French toast? French toast. And also, could I have some French toast? I would love some.
Yeah, and don't forget the Eggs Benny, because that was like porn, the Eggs Benny.
There's a lot of Eggs Benny.
Yeah, look at this bulbous thing about to pop. Yes! Put some cream on top. And then Elizabeth walks in, and she's like, yes, good Eggs Benny.
Yeah. She's like, oh, look, there's some Eggs Benedict. So then, since they have 15 minutes extra to fill, let's watch that anchor come up. Hey, the anchor is muddy. We got a muddy anchor today, guys. That's a good 30 seconds worth. Okay, we only have 14 minutes and 30 more seconds to fill up.
So Eddie and Izzy are talking, and he's like, how'd you sleep? And she says, oh, terribly, my third roommate. So then we see Aisling telling Francesca, I had Izzy coming to my room at 3:30 in the morning because Elizabeth and James were cuddling. 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 Quote, quote.
Yeah.
Quote, 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 cuddling.
coddling. And Francesca's like, well, that's not cool. And Ashton goes, no. So then Francesca is like, well, I'm sorry. Francesca goes up to Izzy and goes, I'm really sorry that you had a stupid mustard gas making slut in your room disturbing you, and that should never have happened, and I apologize to you, even though I do hate you too, because you were talking shit about me. But I hate Elizabeth more, so I'm sorry to you, Izzy.
Yeah, I'm very sorry to you, lady I almost fired before she picked up a broom and went outside. We need you well for all the slowness that you're going to bring to the boat. You're very, very important to this boat. Would you like a granola bar? Eddie wakes up James to get his ass to work.
Good morning, sunshine. He's got to say sunshine.
Yeah, because Izzy's got to get to bed. So then, let's see. Izzy, Liz, and Rob. Elizabeth gets up and she's like, do you guys have an update? Is she gone already? Where's Dolores? What happened? She was like a mermaid because she had a mermaid tail necklace.
Is Benedict Cumberbatch coming on board? Because there's Benedict eggs on the table.
Oh, God.
So Izzy is very grumpy. She's sick and grumpy. She's annoyed. And she says, my fuse today is that fucking short, which is about as angry as she ever gets. But that's fine. She has a short fuse today.
And they're laughing because James walks into the mess and he's like, morning, love. He's trying to give her like sheet tent eyes or whatever. And Rob's like, what is he smiling about? And Liz is like, yo, why is he smiling at me? I have no idea.
I thought I saw a pretty deckhand last night, but I'm not going to say anything.
So then Francesca is furious because she hates Elizabeth and just like, you know, she's just ready. Anything she can use to fire her is what she wants. So she's ready to go to Captain Lee and, you know, just be like, she was sleeping around. But Eddie is like, all right, let's like simmer down. You're like a hysterical woman right now. You're barking up the wrong tree if you go to Captain Lee.
Let's have an intervention.
See how I went from like bro Eddie to camp counselor Eddie in like one sentence? I pivoted the impersonation.
Nice piv, Ben. Yeah. So he's like, yeah, that would be barking up the wrong tree. And she's like, well, then don't climb up my fucking tree. But she agrees. And then the anchor stuff happens. And then the guests are talking about Dolores jumping. And one of the guys is like, yeah, I think we're better off. It's like, God, poor Dolores. I'm sorry that Dolores is a fucking hero. Okay, just go on being boring, you lame asses. Keep hearing no. Hey, guess what you're going to get with your eggs Benedict today? A side of no, loser.
Dolores is sort of like where I always thought Karen Allen would go with her life. You know?
Really?
Look at her. She sort of looks like
I have Karen to look up Karen Allen. I'm sorry. Hold
on. Karen Allen. I feel like Karen Allen, like, is we're talking, yeah. Karen Allen, I feel like. Like, Dolores is where I thought Karen Allen would wind up.
Oh, yeah. Similar vibes, for sure. Maybe it's the bangs.
The bangs. It's the bangs.
Yeah, I think it's the Karen Allen bangs. Okay, so Rachel begins her song that lasts the rest of the show.
Salsa Verde, yeah, fucking Salsa Verde, motherfucking cocksucking Salsa Verde.
Yeah, and that goes on for a surprisingly long time with like a small interlude of Aisling walking in being like, oh, the coriander, delicious.
Motherfucking salsa verde.
And Aisling tries to get in on it, and she's like, salsa verde. She's like, no,
motherfucking salsa verde.
Salsa verde.
Just get out. Get out of my song. Kitchen, all right?
It's my song, okay? So then Francesca calls a provisioner. That's exciting. And then guests go down a slide. And then we see Izzy just with James, and she's just pissed. She's angry, still grumpy, rightfully so. And Rob is like, any tension here? And she goes, oh, I'm just tired. And Rob does a whole shtick about how they're basically like an old married couple. So that happens. And then there's gonna be some horseback riding. And so Izzy is assigned to horseback riding because she loves horses, because she was the weird horse girl growing up, and she got a job at McDonald's to pay for her horse passion. So this is the culmination of that, is her gonna be going to ride ponies with the guests.
Yes. And she says, growing up, yeah, she was the weird horse girl. And I got my first job at McDonald's at 14 to help lease a horse. Which is crazy, because I was like, is this true? Are you Brit? Are you rich? What the hell's happening here? I need to know more about Izzy in this story, too. So then Eddie and James are talking, and Eddie's like, so, how's it with you and Liz? Are you sure everything's going okay? Because Francesca has voiced some concerns about you, you know? And I'm going to have a talk with you and Elizabeth about work ethic, because that's what Dad would do. And be nice to Izzy, you crazy kid.
I might pay her a compliment later. It's like, okay, great. So then it's like coming up, and there's like the coming up thing, or it may have happened right before this, but the coming up was a lady on a jet ski, and they're like, reverse, 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 reverse. So now it actually happens, and now we see the lady on the jet ski, and they're like, reverse, reverse, reverse. And she like, it doesn't know how to reverse, and she just sort of like bops into the boat, you know?
Yeah.
And they get her off, and it's fine. I'm like, really? You built an entire like cliffhanger, a tease around the fact that this entire scene was reverse, reverse. Okay, come on board.
All right, everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
And Rob's like, was I to blame for that? Should I have told her better? And no, not Rob. James is like, was I to blame for that? And Rob's like, yeah, you're to blame, because she took one look into your beautiful eyes and she couldn't take it anymore. We are hilarious together. I had four brothers, and they put me in a suitcase, and then they left me in the park. So it's really nice to have a true brother here. Ha ha. Ha ha.
Yeah, we're like two magnets. The closer we get, the stronger our attraction gets. And if we swallow each other, we'll probably have to go to the hospital.
So then the guests go on horses, and Rachel's just talking to herself in the kitchen, eating. She's like, yeah, there's alcohol in that.
Mango. And then a guest like falls off the tender into the surf, which is always funny. I one thing that this show really gets right is the hilarity of watching people fall off tenders into water. Like every season, multiple times it happens, and it's always satisfying. It's always satisfying.
Yeah. So Eddie comes up, and Rob's like, the good news is the guests had a good ride. I will leave the bad news to James. James's like, well, a lady hurt the jet ski, but it looks like everything's okay. And Eddie says, who was it? And he goes, Karen. And Eddie's like, of course it was the fucking Karen.
And yeah, and then he gets like very, he starts projecting lots of class rage onto her. He's like, I knew these people would be like, hun, 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 just crashing jet skis with no concern. I'm like, I get it. These people have not been great, but I think that she just didn't really know how to operate the jet ski. I don't think it was her just being just rich and feckless and having no care for the jet ski. I think she just didn't know what she was doing.
Yeah. His hatred did seem a little unfounded, but hey, who am I to judge unfounded hatred? I love it. I swim in it every day.
I know. So now they're like riding the ponies and stuff like that. And then
did you notice that the cameraman was like, okay, Eddie hates this lady, Karen, Eddie hates this lady. So let's just like camera hate this lady too. Cause they kept cutting to Eddie being like, God damn that lady. And then back to the lady trying to feed the pony an apple. She's like, oh, am I doing it right? It's like, yeah, why are we dragging this lady over the coals for feeding an apple to a horse?
I know. They're trying to make it seem like she's so rich and entitled. She doesn't know how to like live a real American's life. And it's like, it's not like every person in America knows how to feed a pony an apple. Okay. I probably would be the same. Although I'm not an example of every person in America. I am very like, how do I do that? But still, you're right. They totally dragged her for that 1 second as being this like elitist, helpless bitch.
Look at stupid Karen with her stupid apple. She's like, please don't bite me, horse. Please. Oh, it didn't bite me. And they're like, bitch,
you should know how to feed a pony. If you're a real American, you know how to feed a pony and stop a jet ski.
So Rachel's like, so what kind of service are we going to do tonight, Francesca? And Francesca says, well, tonight the theme is extravaganza. So however you want to do that. I just think extravaganza everything. And Rachel's like, oh, yeah, I love the word extravaganza. I'm going to say it again. Extravaganza.
I think I like the ganza part of it. Extravaganza. And this, by the way, continues for the rest of the episode. Like, really trying to sell us on the extravaganza joke for a long time. And I'm not going to judge as someone who will drive a joke into the ground multiple times over multiple recaps over multiple years. Okay? I'm not going to judge. I'm just pointing out it's happening here.
Shit was funny. All of us to see. And then what's Liz doing? She's still terrible. Cut to Liz dropping the ironing board on the ground and then looking at us like, huh?
This is the second time it's happened this season. The first time it happened in like one of those quick cutaways, like maybe even like in like one of those 24 montages. But it's like, it happened again. You still don't know how to keep you still don't know how to lock the ironing board in place. She's like, oopsies.
Oopsies. New hips.
New hip. New hip. New hip.
So then the guests return and they get fresh towels and all that. And Rachel's got some corn fritters in the fryer. And Francesca's like, oh, I'm going to take them out because they look perfect now, which was very nice. But they also look kind of burnt to me. So I was really waiting for Francesca to get it over that. But she never did.
I agreed. I thought they were totally burnt.
Yeah. They look burnt to me.
Not a new hip.
You know?
Not a new old hip. Old hip.
Old hip.
So then James tries to go and apologize to Izzy, you know, for what happened last night. And he's like, Izzy, can I talk to you about last night? And she's like, I'm literally about to shit and shower and shave. Like, literally. And he's like, well, why are you acting so tough all of a sudden? And she's like,
yeah.
And then he tries to make a joke because Aisling is right there. And he's like, well, this never would have happened if you'd moved in with me, Aisling. And she goes, miss out, didn't you?
So Francesca goes to the captain and she's like, well, I've got good news and terrible news. Just kidding about the good news. The guests would like you to have dinner with them tonight. And he's like, god damn it. You know what? I don't want them to feel responsible for Ursula finally getting taken down. All right. So that's why I get paid the big bucks. My ability to suck it up in a white shirt with a big black palm tree on it. Right.
So now it's time for mom and dad to have a talk with the kids. So Eddie and Francesca, they're going to have their meeting with Elizabeth and James. And Francesca's like, Elizabeth, could you come to the aft deck, please? No, I can't even see you, but I can already see you're trying to walk into a closet. That's not the way to the aft deck. Use the staircase.
Please come to the aft. All right, Elizabeth, now you're on a jet ski. All right, the aft deck. All right.
Elizabeth, please put down the bleach and the chlorine and come see us on the aft deck. Thank you.
Yeah, we need you on the aft deck. All right. So she comes in like, like, just come in the room, please, ma'am. I know.
And,
please.
And Eddie's like, bring your boo. That means you, James, huh? So, So they come up and Elizabeth is like, I feel like I'm in trouble. I'm like, you are in trouble. Actually, it's so funny that you feel that way.
Yeah. And Eddie's like, all right, listen here. Obviously, you're hooking up, which I'm happy about. I love people hooking up, but we need things compartmentalized, okay? And Izzy's listening from above. She's like thrown herself on the roof of the next their next deck to hear what they're saying. Yeah. And then we cut to commercial because this is like, oh my God, what's going to happen? So Eddie's like, well, here we are back from commercial. Still glad you're hooking up. All right. Compartmentalized. Compartmentalized. And Francesca's like, listen, last night you were both disruptive and we had to go into shift work after an emergency. And you two took advantage of that to make a tent sheet fort and make lovey-dovey. So listen, don't let spending time together affect your working environment. Yeah, but then why are you always telling me to get on deck if you don't want me to get on deck? I'm saying get on deck. All right. Not get on deck. I just don't understand your accent, though.
It's just very hard for me. I can't understand you. Whoa.
Ooh.
I'm surprised that when Eddie said that we have to work on compartmentalization, that Austin didn't jump up and say, oh, compartmentalize. She doesn't even know how to use that word. She doesn't even know what that word is. I have to use a different word. Compartmentalize.
She's just a girl. She doesn't know words like that.
It's insane right now. It's insane, this yacht. So, yeah, so Eddie's like, well, look how far I've come. I've come a long way. You know, I know something about hooking up with crew. And we see a flashback to him and Rocky. And I'm like, yeah, but you still have, like, let's not overlook the fact that not only were you hooking up with Rocky, but you totally gaslit her. And she's already crazy enough as it is. But what you did was a douchey thing, and we'll always hold you accountable for it.
Yeah, they definitely left out the clips of him lying about it all season.
Yeah, making her seem like she was the crazy person.
Yeah.
Which she is, but not for that. So now Rachel's with those lobsters. Finally, we're seeing what happened to those lobsters. And James is James and Elizabeth are commiserating, and he's like, Francesca's just looking for a reason to take another stripe off you. That's what she likes to do, you know? You know? You want to go for a drink tomorrow?
The secret is that we're dating. We're ramping up. We're going to get a few drinks, and if he gets them off the breakfast, good!
No one cares. Just stop leaving your fuck smells all over the boat, okay? It's all anybody is asking, sir.
And he goes, oh, it's like a Romeo and Juliet story. I'm like, you know let's how that ended, right?
Yeah, let's hope so.
I mean,
I'll walk you to the plank, sir.
I'm like, listen. I mean, I guess they're saying that because of, what's it called? They're from different departments.
Oh, hon, different he doesn't know Romeo and Juliet. I think that's just all he could think of. He couldn't think of Lady and the Tramp, you know, which is the one where they, like, suck spaghetti together. Which, you know, is, like, for him, that would be his notebook if he ever saw that.
Lady and the Tramp does not translate well to COVID times. I'll tell you that much.
Sure doesn't. Get a mask on, dogs! Sharing spaghetti.
Sharon Spaghetti. That's actually someone that Captain Leo knows. Her name is Sharon Spaghetti. Well, I called up Sharon Spaghetti, and she didn't approve of that movie either.
So, time for service extravaganza! All right, here's what I'm going to do. Cod done. Beef done. Smash some lobster on that. Fucking amazing. It's an extravaganza. Guess what else it's got? That's a fucking deal.
So Captain Lee is with Eddie in the bridge, and he knows he has to go to dinner, and he's like, ah, bastards. So then James comes into the galley, and he's like, what's going on, Rachel? Do you need any extra hands, do ya? And she's like, nah, I'm okay. And then she tells us, I don't like James. Not a fan. He doesn't really do anything.
Yeah, he just stands there and holds a towel and poses. I mean, the last person someone as classy as Elizabeth should be fraternizing with. I mean, dude's a douche.
I love Rachel's hate for James. Like, it started to come out, I guess, like last episode or so, or maybe the one before that. But now it's just in full bloom. And it's not like there have been any incidents where you think like, oh, she's going to hate him. It just sort of arrived and it's here. And I like it.
Yeah, and then the captain's with the guests now, and they bring out the lobsters, and it's so many lobsters. They're huge. And he's like, well, you know, I'd rather be doing a lot more than eating with the guests, but I gotta admit it, I've never seen so many dead lobsters in my life.
Right? Yeah, that's right. This seafood extravaganza has definitely got the vaganza.
So Francesca goes up to Elizabeth, and she's like, are you okay?
Oh, my feet are killing me. All right, well, go take 15 then. No, I can't take 15. I got to just keep moving, you know? I'm antsy, and I want to get things done so bad. I just got to work. I love to work. I'm no break for me.
She's like, all right.
Crazy all right, face. Then. Yeah. And then we cut to Rob, who goes, you know what grades the pirate got in school?
What?
High seas.
That's a knee slapper.
How do you win juice boxes in school? I don't get it. It's like, no, never mind. So then Elizabeth goes and sits down with James and Rob, and then they're talking shit about Francesca, you know, like, she's so mean. And they're calling her a demon and everything. And of course, Francesca walks by and then stares angrily at them, which is a first dues. Not only at their right, it's their duty to stare daggers at people. And yeah. so, um, So then Elizabeth is like, I cannot win with Francesca. I want us to get along, and I want her to be happy with me, but I can't win with her. So so then they go back up to the – now we go back up to the table where dinner's being served, and Elizabeth comes back to help out Francesca at the table. And they have this hilarious passive-aggressive fight about this break that she just took.
So good. So you're mad at me? Well, you were just sitting there talking to people. But you told me to take a break. But you said you weren't going to. But I did. Just tell me if you're going to take a break.
Now, be quiet now because there are guests sitting right
over there, you idiot, alright? I'm sorry.
Okay, stop talking when I'm talking, okay? Stop talking. Okay, stop moving your lips too. I know no noise is coming out, but stop moving your lips too. Okay, let's stop all the functions all at once. Alright.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So basically what happened was, because at first I was like, wow, Francesca like did tell her to take a break. And she took a break, and now she's mad at it. But then it's like, oh, she didn't tell her she was taking the break. So Francesca was like, where's my stew? Who said that she'd be working?
Yeah. So then Francesca's cleaning up and she's in the little butler pantry or whatever with Rob. And they're trying to talk. But Rob has just sat there and listened to his friends saying that this woman's horrible and she's the devil and they all hate her. So he's even more awkward than usual, like more quiet. And she's like, well, look at you, Canada, huh? God, I love Canada. He's like, yeah. So, do your parents live in Canada? Yeah. Oh, so you're close. That's nice. Close to your parents.
You ever had Canada Dry? It's good soda, right? Yeah. Q. Alanis Morissette, you like hair? Yeah.
Poutine at McDonald's, that's something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, when I first met Rob, I had high hopes, but just talking to him, it's like nothing. There's nothing there. Not into it.
Yeah. So meanwhile, at dinner, dinner is less raucous, although that one lady, her martini glass fell over, and Captain Lee's like, that's what I call alcohol abuse. Da-da-da-da. So they toast to Dolores, which then makes Captain Lee's proclamation true. Dolores is toast. She is literally a toast right now. We're toasting Dolores.
Don't ever say, I'm not a witch. So yeah. It's bedtime, and Rachel goes to bed and saying, I'm so tired, I'm turning into one big pile of rotten shit.
Shit, Verity. And then James and Liz have like a little hug before bed, and now it's morning, and James is snoring, and Izzy is like, James, shut up. Shut up.
Oh, Elizabeth's doing laundry. Izzy wakes up feeling sick again. And Eddie's like, what are your symptoms? All right. Yeah. All right. You're going to stay down. Stay down. Go wake up, James. Get in the bed and stay there.
So yeah. She does. She sends him out to work instead. And then some Eggs Benny porn for anyone who likes watching cream being poured over a nice, lumpy, delicious egg.
I do like that. And then Eddie's like, morning, Cap. I put Lizzie down, so it was great having her here with us on Earth, but now we put her down. And he's like, oh, did she have the cold, the flu? I don't know, but you know what? She's sick. So he says that Izzy's going to get in the guest room tonight, you know? And you know what? When you get somebody that's not feeling not feeling good, you isolate them, okay? You don't need your whole crew coming down with it and possibly infecting the guests. It's like, wow. What a novel idea. A way to avoid getting sick is for people to stay away from each other. What a great idea.
So put her in the room that the guests who are paying a lot of money to stay here can wallow in all of her germs. Okay?
Well, there's that too.
So then anchor up. So who cares?
There's a pelican. Like, why am I reading this? The guests are packing. There's a pelican. It's time to dock. Good job, Eddie. You decked it. And he goes, thanks, Cap. I like the way she's sitting. Which, I don't know, that annoyed me. I don't know why.
The cameramen are like, all right, listen, we fired the guy who was mean to Karen. All right, so we're going to do a really helpful scene here about how entertaining you guys are without Dolores. All right, ladies, I will need you at the front there. Okay, rolling. Wow. Yeah, you know what all I can say is? Wow. Seriously, though.
Wow.
All right, you know what? Get Dolores back. Someone put a net in the water, all right?
I'm about to say, Dolores is just in a fishing net on the dock like she's been with a bunch of like flapping tunas. So they got me. What can I say? So then, so now the guests are hugging goodbye, and you know, the primary, she's like, I'm so sorry about Dolores and sorry that everyone was affected by that. And, thanks so much. It was a wonderful, from boat people to boat people. This was a wonderful time. Goodbye. So they leave, and, James is like, Eddie, do you mind if I take Liz out for a date tonight? And he's like, sure, man. After work.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Yeah. So then it's time for... Oh, Eddie tells Izzy that she gets to go to the VIP room, and then they're sterilizing her room, and then it's time for tip without meeting.
Mm-hmm. It was just funny to me because they were sterilizing Izzy's room, but they weren't wearing masks on. I'm not saying that they necessarily had to have masks on, but it's just funny that, like, this was pre, like, the pandemic really taking over the world, like, on a global scale. And now, like, the idea of, like, sterilizing but not wearing a mask, it's like, what's the point? What's, you know, just
yeah. Times you're have doing changed. It wrong. Where's your ultra blue light wand?
I know. So now it's time for the tip meeting, and Captain Lee's like, what a charter, huh? Dolores. Need I say more?
She was a handful, to say the least. Now, the tip was... $16,905.02. All right, everybody good with that? All right, it's pretty good.
I want to point out, by the way, that there is a board game called the HMS Dolores. This is true, and it's about a shipwreck. And really, who would have thought that like, could there be a more perfect name for a board game than the shipwreck board game than HMS Dolores?
Oh, right? I love that you had a full circle in the show.
I did. Full board game circle. So yeah, so the tip is they've got a decent tip, but not as high as they were expecting, and they are suspecting that suspecting that Dolores was supposed to kick in some tip money, but of course, Dolores.
Yeah, it's being spent at the Motel 6. So now we find out that they get a day off tomorrow to go to a club called Catherine's. And so they're all excited, and then Francesca's asking Liz, like, oh, are you going on a date? And Liz's like, oh, yeah, I wanted to talk to you about that. She's like, oh, God, what do you got to get permission for me to go on a date? No, look at me, I'm so mean, you can't work all the time. Of course, go have a good time, you goddamn iron board dropping moron, all right? Have a good
time. We'll just call ahead to wherever you go on your date and let them know that there could be some toxic fumes coming since you'll be there. Tell them to hide the bleach and the chlorine. Thank you.
So everybody's getting ready and James is plucking his eyebrows.
We finally see it happening in action.
And then now we are going to get the... Below Deck, for some reason, has decided that every season they have to force some terrible relationship down our throats. They're like, you know what the audience wants? Love. Every year, someone's got to be in love.
Someone's got to go on a date.
This horrible, awkward date.
Yeah. And this time it's at a place called Malini's, which is exactly the sort of place I would expect them to be going to. Like, a place that sort of sounds like Jim Bellino. But it's just called Malini's.
Yeah, it's also got lean in the title for these two lazies.
So they
you got
they,
time
they,
to Malini's, you got time to cleanies. All right.
I want to say that before the date happened, there was a scene where Francesca asked the group, like, should we order food in tonight or should we cook what we have on the barbecue? And I don't feel like we ever got an answer to that. And it kind of plagued me a little bit.
It did? I didn't even notice. I'm trying not to focus on food.
What did they eat? Well, speaking of food, on the date, they sit down and Elizabeth sees the menu and she goes,
ooh, they have my favorite eggplant parmesan,
which is, I don't know why it's, I feel like that's like such a common thing on a menu. And I love that. It's like saying like, ooh, my favorite, an offering of Coke or Diet Coke.
Yeah. And he's like, eggplant? I don't even know what that is, really. I mean, I just know the emoji that stands for something. She's like, So they come offer them drinks. And he's like, oh, yeah, we'd like 2 Long Islands, please. I mean, Jesus Christ, man. I mean,
did you just start drinking? Did you just start?
He really is the worst.
I mean, listen, I back in the day, I loved me a Long Island iced tea, but that's because I was like 22 and had no money. And I was just like, I want to get as much booze. Yeah. You're just like, and honestly, actually, a good Long Island iced tea is delicious. But it just was like amateur hour, as they say.
Yeah. So Elizabeth's like, huh? He orders two starters and a main. So she's like,
I love that because you're always hungry. You know what? You can always come to me when you want things because, like, I'm a big Italian feeder. Like, I don't cook, but, like, I'm a feeder. Like, you can come to me. I'll order you something. I love people who eat.
I'm like, yeah, that's why you're with a guy with a 28-way side. Come on, Elizabeth.
So while they're having horrible flirtations, the rest of the group is on the boat playing a game of truth or dare. And they're like having all this fun. I was oddly triggered in this scene, and it was nothing to do with them. Like this, I was like, I just basically like deep issues came out for me because I was watching them all having fun. And then I was imagining if I were on that boat, I was like, if I were on that boat, I bet like I would not be getting along with Eddie. He'd be condescending to me. And I feel like I would want Rachel to like me, but she wouldn't like me because I'd want her to like me and she would see that as weakness. And so then I would see them all hanging out and having fun and I probably wouldn't be part of it. And then I'd feel some sort of way. Like I literally just projected like all these issues onto them. And then I was like, God, that was really fun. I really enjoyed projecting those issues there. That was.
It's definitely time to open back up this country. Guys.
I was like, if I were hanging out with them, I probably would be excluded.
Yeah. You're like, I can't go out today, so I'm gonna get my feelings hurt by people I don't know on a TV.
I like went out of my way to create a scenario to get my feelings hurt.
I can see that.
You know, like I feel like Rachel, like I would really want to be friends with her, but I feel like Rachel would not like me. I don't know why. I just feel like she wouldn't like me.
Really? I don't think that's true.
No, I think that
I know she'd like me because I have friends exactly like that. Like, isn't that Trisha, Rachel? It's my friend that is just wacky and crazy and like that. And then you get a couple of drinks into her and you're like, oh no, she's coming out. She's just like,
I feel like she would love you and then, but she would not like me. And then like seeing how much she loved you would make me want her to like me too. Cause then I would feel left out of you guys being friends, but I'm not really, we don't like click. And then I think it would be my desperation of wanting to be liked.
You'd have the hurt feelings, but then I'd walk in on you and Francesca talking about me being like, yeah, there's Ronnie.
It's true. I probably would get along with Francesca. I'm not sure. I think that like I just feel like I want to be friends with Rachel and I think it's probably a one-way thing. I think that she would see me as weak, unfortunately. Wow. Yeah.
Okay,
sorry, guys.
You know what? You're okay. Rachel would like you. Everybody likes you. Everything's going okay. Salsa verde. Okay. So then we go back to the date and James is like, what do you do between working on boats? And she's like, well, my life has never been consistent, but you know what? It led me here and that's what's important. I taught somebody what Prometheus did for humans. So, you know, pretty much fate. And he's like, well, this 6 weeks have been fun. All right, should we head back and boat? And she's like, all right.
So yeah, and then everyone is just making fun of James on the boat, just going to town. And then they're coming back and they kind of like tee it up as if they're gonna walk in on all this, but instead they just sneak into a guest room and just have sex.
Yes, which is truly gross to just because now they don't have to clean that room the next day because nobody knows that they just like nastied it up, you know.
Yeah. So now it's the next morning, and it's time to go to, Catherine's. And so Rachel wakes up, and she's in sort of like a boho kind of top or whatever. And Eddie's like, do you know how to get to Woodstock? Oh, God, you're crazy. Look at you, crazy hippie with that crazy top. Am I right, Dad?
And she's like, you know what? I'm not hungover because I keep partying. I might look like shit, but I don't feel like shit because I'm still drunk from the night before. Yeah.
And then they get into Vans to go to the beach club, and Rachel Rachel's just talking about James, and she just goes, I can't stand that fucking twat. just going in on him.
And then we cut back to Captain Lee just alone going, gotta love a hard candy. It's like the slow unwrap. Yeah, the slow unwrap known as a common sound in dinner theaters across America.
The Werther's original annoyance.
Yes.
So then Elizabeth is like, my birthday is in 1 week and 7 days. And what I want for my birthday is cyanide so I can share it with everyone. It's like, Elizabeth, stay away from the poison.
So they're passing like all these fields and trees and stuff, and Rachel's like, whoa, banana! That banana's fucking awesome! And then, <Yeah. laughs> then Liz has to pee, but they don't pull over. She has to wait till they get there. Okay, so they get there. Rachel's hammered. Like, Rachel's already hammered, and she walks right up to a guy holding drinks, takes a drink, and just chugs it down.
I didn't see that, but that works. That's on brand. Maybe I shouldn't be friends with her in my mind. So then Captain Lee, meanwhile, back in the boat, Captain Lee is just walking around and he goes, that pizza is talking to me. Eat me. But I can't.
Cut to Rachel, chug, chug, chug. And then they're all laying around and Izzy tells James that he has really nice boots. She's like, they're bigger than mine. He's like, yeah, but these are solid. Glad you know what? They're not filled with stuff like yours, all right? You know, I miss you in the bedroom, by the way, seeing you half naked when I walk in. She's like, shut up.
Yeah, and then James starts spraying himself with, like, sunblock or whatever, and Rachel watches from afar, and she just sees him and goes, God, you're such a fucking shit. Just hates him. It's hilarious.
Okay, so Rachel's a damn mess, and then we cut to later, and the band is playing, and Rachel just wakes up from a nap, and she goes, band, music, when the fuck did that happen? She gets up and walks right onto the stage.
Yeah, and there's like a mic, and so she just walks up to the mic, and she just starts talking to the band. She goes like, all right, we gonna make some music? All right, I want some dirty-ass shit. Have you heard Salsa Verde? Can we do Salsa Verde? Key of C? No?
Titties, I want some nasty shit. Titties.
Right? That was titties. My favorite was that, like, she's up there, and then Rob goes, they're all laughing, like, oh, no. And Rob goes, yeah, watch her come out and just crush this song. And then it cuts to her going, titties.
Titties. So Francesca is going to Dolores her, right? So she walks right up to the stage and she's like, all right, we have to get you off the stage. She goes, yeah, you know what? Let's do Walking After Midnight. All right, you're right, manager. Right?
All right, Google it.
My manager, guys. All right, Google it. Like, just Google
it. Yeah, we can do it. Walking After Midnight. And Francesca's like, then Francesca has a moment that's like out of every 80s movie that ever happened. She's like, Rachel. And then she just goes into the microphone and goes, Rachel! Like, on the microphone to the entire club.
And Rachel's like, I go walking! come on, guys. All right, sit down, manager.
And Eddie's like, oh, my God, there's one rule on the boat. You don't embarrass yourself and you don't embarrass the boat.
And then Francesca's like, do you want to go home? You want to go home? Fuck off! Rachel.
She's like, sorry guys. She's gotta be a douche about it. Let's take it from the top.
Titties.
What a mess. What a fun episode.
Super fun. Well, everyone, thank you for listening. Thank you to those of you who are sending me positive vibes that I'm worth it. I'm worth being friends with. And that, like, I don't need Rachel in my mind to be friends with me. Thank you so much. No, this was super fun. Fun times. Go to watchcrappins.com to vote in the crappies. And by the way, there's a link to the tickets on the ballot. So, like, it's, if you're wondering where are the links, they're all there. Everything is everywhere. Just go to watchcrappins.com. And we'll be back tomorrow with Real Housewives of Dallas. Should be fun. Should be a good time.
Oh, yeah.
And look, until then. Love everyone, stay safe and don't mix your bleach with your chlorine. And we'll be around.
And bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie,
she's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters. He makes us squee, Richie D. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy, Cease and Desisto. Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
The incredible edible Matthew Sisters. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture.